Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Friday night. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the very Word of God again with you. I thank God for all of you that are listening to this broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to this broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. We want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, thegodswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S. WRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. Once again, it is Friday, and for those of you who have been following us on Blog Talk Radio, you know exactly what that means. It is Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and myself. It is also the voice of the Handmaidens Night, which means we will be joined by the sisters in Christ, and we're very grateful for Jesus opening this door and enabling us to give the gospel of Christ over the air. We're taking advantage of it now while we, you know, have the chance, because the time going to come that true believers are going to be denied access to the internet, the TV, the radio, you name it. And I know some of you think that's far-fetched, but keep living and you'll find out what I'm talking about. Amen. So, as we wait till our brother come on, I just want to take the time once again to thank all of you who've been listening and following us on Blog Talk Radio. Truly indeed, it's a blessing of the Lord to be able to deliver the message of the gospel of Christ unto you, the listeners. It is a commission by Jesus unto us, and that's what we're following, his commission, not the commission of man. So we thank God for all of you who've been listening to us on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. And I just want to encourage you all in the Lord Jesus Christ this day to, you know, set your course and spending more time with the Lord. I know some of you saying, man, you just keep saying this over and over, but I'm telling you, I'm saying it because it is needed. I'm telling you, the things that we're about to encounter, you're going to have to know without a shadow of a doubt for yourself. And if I could put quotation marks around that word, I would. For yourself. That Jesus is a deliverer. You're going to have to know for yourself he's a savior. And that he is a keeper of his word. You're going to have to know it for yourself. Okay? You can't know it being on a flyby. You can't know it not spending time with him. You can't know it just basically because other people are saying it. You're going to have to know it for yourself. And some of you have already encountering things where you're starting to find out, hey, I'm being tested to see, do I really believe he's a provider? Do I really believe he's a healer? Do I believe that he's a deliverer? Hallelujah. I sense the Holy Ghost as I say this, because I wasn't intending to say this. But these things that you are encountering, amen, is to show whether you know him. See, some of you are expecting to encounter things long as your pastor or another strong brother or sister in Christ is around you. But what you're finding out now is that now you are encountering things where none of them are around you. And in fact, you have tried to get in touch with them, and it's like you don't understand. I'm not able to get in touch with them. Because, see, this time and these things that you're facing is to prove whether you really know Jesus or not. And I have to say, in these last days, some is going to fall because they don't know him. And it's not because he haven't given them an opportunity. is because they rejected the opportunity. Amen. I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, dear beloved brother. All the way down there in Durant, Mississippi, and I in Chicago, Illinois. And I greet you in an awesome and wonderful name of Jesus Christ our Lord, Yeshua HaMashiach in the Hebrew, Yeshua. So, because we speak English, we have the idea that everybody in the world speaks our language. I don't know.
Amen.
That's how we act, though, don't we? Yeah. So, just in case it's a shock to us American English-speaking people or European Western people, all the world who do not speak English, the King's language, but the original language of the Hebrew people, House of Israel, God's chosen people, was Hebrew, and assimilation, Greek and Latin of another language when they were led into captivity. But so everybody, you know, Aramaic, Hebrew, Latin. So everybody, you know, don't speak, quote, American. So I often thought it's funny when you go abroad and you go different places. A lot of nations have been required to learn English because it's the top nation and a necessary language to do business and communicate. So I think it's also that we have a selective view about our place as American. So we thank God for that Jesus spoke Aramaic Hebrew to his people. He didn't speak English. He had a Hebrew Israelite name. Didn't have an English name. English was not even in existence then, bro. There was no language about English America in that time. Not that time. So today we are communicating from our learned language in America, in the sovereign nation of U.S. America, formerly of England. And we are grateful today that we can share the love of God to everybody, whatever nation they may be.
Yeah.
Amen. I think that's a grand opportunity. And you know one thing? The Bible is translated in, hundreds of languages now. And I think that it was the greatest news on earth, that when God gave man the ability to translate his word in practically all of the languages in the earth. Hallelujah. Isn't that a joyful thing?
Amen. Amen.
Well, every man can read and know for himself. That is awesome. It is awesome. Every man can know and read God's word, God's promise, God's instruction, God's speaking, written down. Every human being, almost, and most all parts of it, almost all of the major parts of the world have the Bible translated in their own language. I think that's great. Wonderful news.
Amen.
The Bible prophesied that would happen. And so God just made it possible in the last days, especially after the Gutenberg printing press, and gave that man an idea so that the word of God would spread and men would be without excuse, that they could know the living God and know his word and know what he's promised and turn their eyes upon him. So that's just good news. Those are some of the good things that we take for granted, brother. We just take things for granted, you know.
Amen.
You know.
Amen. Amen.
So just like today, we went and we came home. And we just take it for granted. You know, I woke up, my legs, my mind was okay, my house, my children, my wife. I got up, job, I ate, shower, went to work, place to take care of family, come back, and we just take it for granted. You know?
Amen.
But all over the world, there's thousands, millions of people has different things happen to them that cause them to weep and cry. But today, most of us in where we are have a reason to rejoice and be glad and stop that complaining. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Ooh.
I was listening, and it's important, brother, why the gospel of Christ has to be spread urgently around the world. And I just want to say, grateful to God using you and Brother Nate and Kevin to be a part of that and spreading this wonderful good news, okay, around the world. So everyone in every part, I greet you. This is Women's Night, Handmaid's Night. The Women's Night, we give special honor to them. And we wouldn't, I don't know what we'd do without the women and without the mothers. I don't know. Man, they're such a valuable asset to man, to the family, and the plan of God. So I just want to give special honor to them. The Lord Jesus, may your Holy Spirit, we exalt the risen Christ, the resurrected victorious Jesus Christ. And we want to thank you for the opportunity to talk about your gift of giving your life for all mankind. Thank you, Jesus. We are alive and well, and our mind are functioning, and we have our well-being. And we look around us and see the mighty blessings you have given us today. We honor you and give you glory. Lord, I came and I went in safety and in health, and you brought me back one more again. I don't take that for granted, Lord. I've been overlooking all these little things, but I want to start saying thank you. I won't have so much time. Thank you, Lord. I won't have time to complain. I won't have time to mumble. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord God, for he is good. I think I just want to look on his goodness, and he'll turn things around about me. I want to look and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of living, and a merry heart of faith can turn things around. I thank you, Jesus. Now cover us in the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
hide
Father.
Us under the cross.
Yes, Father.
And bless every saint everywhere with a special touch today in all the world. And those that have not found life and life in Christ, Lord, show yourself, reveal yourself, make yourself known to them wherever they be, and lift them out and lift them over and bring them forth into a new life and a new beginning in Jesus Christ. And now, thank you, and may the Lord bless you and reveal himself as we share the wonderful, glorious knowledge of Jesus Christ. Handmaiden, you know, I'm a kind of, like I told you before, a little buff about doing a little research about things.
Right.
You know, Jesus spoke quite a few times about seeking and searching.
Right. Yes, he did.
I don't think a lot of people dig enough. They just kind of, you know, a lot of people. But I'm a seeker, a searcher, and a digger. If you really remember the history of America, how they used to dig for gold and silver, man, they would dig. They would dig, be for months, be out there in the rain, snow, digging for gold. They'll dig in this place, they'll dig, and they dig. And so a person that wants to find something great or wonderful, whatever it may be, he got to dig, search, and ask the Lord in his digging. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, thank you, brother. You had your wonderful day on the job. A lot better. I got to tell you one thing, brother. A lot better than starving and wondering what the next day gonna bring. So
yeah.
It's a lot better than sleeping on the street under the bylaws, brother, and homeless and helpless. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
So let us consider the promises in Psalms 100, where David was a blesser, a worshiper, and a praiser. You know, people think of David just killing Goliath, right?
Yeah.
As a warrior.
Mm-hmm.
But man, that guy was a praiser and a worshiper. I said, well, he was a praiser, not only a warrior, king, you know, and prophet, but he was a worshiper and a praiser. Man, did he talk about praising and worship. So it must be very important. What do you think? You think it's important?
Very important. Amen.
Do you know that Jesus was a worshiper when he was on the earth? Hallelujah. He was a praying, worshiping man. Hallelujah. I think we need to get back a lot of praying and worshiping in God in spirit and in truth. Do you know, Brother Nate, in every culture that you go around the world, you'll be surprised that most culture, they have a time of worshiping their God or their deity. And
yeah.
People used to wonder why the American Indians used to dance before they do the war. Do they dance wars and they worship in wars? You go to many nations, they have these worshiping their God or their deity in different ways. So worship was part of man's DNA. Hallelujah. But now people worship what they know not. But till they find the true and living God, they worship him in spirit and truth through Jesus Christ. John chapter 4:4. And I thank God for Jesus, that he sent him into the world that we might find and know the true God and worship him and know him in spirit and truth. So it's just a good day. Thank you, Jesus. It's a blessed day. Brother Nate.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you. I want to read this, this off right quick, if you don't mind. Because a lot of people in America are really troubled and distressed about our nation. And it, there's a lot of turmoil, and people are wondering what is the answer and what's the cause of the problem. And you talk to people all over and on the streets today and everywhere, they are troubled. They are distressed. They are upset, many of them, even to despairing of life. Do you know that many people are so oppressed by the devil and problems that they just don't want to live no more, bro? They just want to commit suicide or... You know, you see a lot of people stressed out. They're going to the bar tonight. They're going to soak it up, brother.
Yeah.
Brother? Yeah. They're going to
Friday
night? Ooh. Yeah. Man, in America. Man, the bars and the parties. Man,
brother, you kind of sound far away.
I do?
Yeah. Yeah, now you do. Now you sound close enough.
Oh, you know these phones.
Yeah, you got a message.
Tonight, Friday night, is the outlet night.
Oh, yeah, you got a message to deliver, brother. You already made the devil mad and, you know, and making him try to mess with the airwaves and cut us off and all that stuff, you know. And
oh, man.
You say he's trying to do all he can to just make you just stop.
Oh, so, he just... He go... Oh my goodness, he can do what he can. You know the devil do what he do, and we're gonna do what we do. So, amen. Thank God, we're not gonna be hindered by him trying to throw a roadblock. We're just gonna run over the roadblocks. Keep going.
Amen.
Now,
yeah.
And when if he's in the way, we're gonna put our foot on his head in the name of Jesus and crush
him.
Yes,
Lord. That's correct.
And if I got a baseball bat, I'm going to hit my hand. I'm going to hit him with that, too. Not human beings. We're not talking about human beings now, y'all. Don't get upset. We're not talking about hitting human beings now. Because you know how people misread stuff in a minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
All these preachers going down beating people with a hat and a bat. No, dear. We're talking about the invisible one, the demons and devils in the kingdom of darkness fighting with spiritual warfare and weapons of our warfare. Beating the powers of darkness. Okay. I want to read something right quick here because people are stretched out in every place. And they're wondering what's going on in America and why it's going on. And what can we do? What's the problem? Do you think we can solve this problem by social means, political means, brother, or... And it's just an economical problem? That's all it is?
Brother, I just think we missed it by a whole mile and a foot, brother. That's what I think we miss about.
No. We wanted just a political solution, brother. We think that that's
right.
The total answer. If there's a social problem, we can answer. I believe that man's efforts do help to a certain degree, a small degree. I don't say they don't aid. This is like putting a bandage up on a cut artery. You know how they cut the artery in your arm and you put a bandage on it? But it won't get the problem done. So I think these things are bandage. We deal with them from our human perspective and trying to solve problems, social problem, political problems, economical problem, educational problem, race problem. And so we put a bandage on it, bro. I call it a bandage. Okay?
Yeah.
But it don't stop the flow of the problem. So I'm going to read about why America is in distress as a nation. So I'm going to read this scripture here when Jesus appeared to these people after his resurrection. In the 10th chapter of John 43, he said, "Other sheep I have are not of this fold, not in Jerusalem. I must go to them." And so he appeared to them. And I'm going to read what he told them, these people on this land, America, when he came over here after his resurrection.
Amen.
He appeared to this man, this prophet, and he made this statement. God made a statement, Jesus, when he came over here to this land, America, and he appeared to him. Oh, that's over, 2,200 years ago.
Yeah.
When he appeared, now most people don't know that Jesus, after his resurrection, he appeared to other tribes of Israel. They think he just appeared to the people in Jerusalem, but he appeared to other tribes of Jerusalem that were scattered. And most people don't know that, aware of that. But I'm going to read you about a tribe that was in America. We refer to these people called American Indians. Today, we don't know where they come from, but we know where they come from. Because we have the mystery solved where these people come from over in this land when they found them. I want to read what the Lord Jesus spoke about this land. And he swore in his wrath. He swore in his wrath unto the brother of Jared that who should possess this land of promise, talking about the Americas, from that time henceforth and forever shall serve him. Now, this is the decree that he made. Jesus said, whosoever possess America shall serve him. How many gods we got in America? How many religions?
Whoa. A whole lot of them, brother.
And they're getting more and more people to come from over and bring in their religion. But this land, this nation, was covenant and given that people would find the Lord Jesus Christ, because this is his special land, and he make an oath to this man and said, whosoever should come to this land or possess the land should serve him. Who's the him? The Lord Jesus Christ, the true and only God. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
The true and only God, that they should be swept off when the fullness of his anger should come upon them. Now, when he can, let's behold the decrees of God concerning this land, America. God has made a decree that it is a land of promise. America, the promised land. Whosoever shall possess it, whosoever shall possess America, this land, shall serve God. They shall, if they do not, they shall be swept off when the fullness of his wrath come upon them. And the fullness of his wrath come upon them when they are ripened in iniquity. Did you hear that? Ripe in iniquity.
Amen.
Woo, my God. For behold, this is a land which is choice. Listen, what he's saying about the Americas, especially the North America. Behold, this is a land which is choice above all other lands. Did you get that? Amen. All over the land. Wherefore, do you notice that people don't run to other nations so much like they run to America? Why is that?
Yeah.
Why do they come here from all nations? They don't run their way to Jerusalem. They don't run that to Afghanistan, Iraq, and all the other nations like they run and rush to get to America. For this is a land which is choice, above all other lands. Wherefore, he that possesseth it shall serve God, or shall be swept off. For it is the everlasting decree of God. Did you get that? Underline the, this is the everlasting decree of God. And it is not until the fullness of iniquity, among the children of the land, they are swept off. This cometh unto you, O Gentiles, that ye may know the decrees of God, that you may repeat and not continue in your iniquity until the fullness of his wrath come, that you may not be brought down in the fullness of your wrath of God upon you as the inhabitants of this land before you. Talking to the Gentiles that will come and take this land, the Puritans and the Columbus and all those people. Behold, this is a choice land. Whatsoever nation shall possess it shall be free from bondage. We don't have no kings in this land. And from captivity, from all other nations. We have the Constitution. We are a three-tier nation, a nation of freedom of choice, three systems of layers of government. No, like no other, we don't have no king, no potentate. Oh, this is the choice land. Whatsoever nation shall possess it shall be free from bondage, from captivity, from all other nations under the heaven. If you would but serve the God of the land, which is Jesus Christ, that they may have been manifest the things will come. Now, you notice that we won all our wars, from the Spanish-American War all the way down. We have come out victorious in most of all our warfare because as long as we exalted Jesus Christ in the Bible and the gospel, he said he'll be with us and we will not be brought in captivity. So I just want to read that because a lot of people are wondering why and what's going on in America and around the world. Okay? I just want to enlighten everybody. Now, can we give them a solution to America's problem? Can we give them it's not a political solution, brother. I'm sorry. They're looking for a social answer to all these problems. It's a bandage that you're putting to it. It won't solve the real problem. Now, let's read the answer, Brother Nate, right quick, so everyone will know the answer. I'm going to give the scriptures, what is it, 2 Chronicles 7:14?
Okay,
2 Chronicles 7:14. Handmaidens, where you at? Somebody hiding.
2 Chronicles 7:14. Somebody hiding.
Answer. Let's give them an answer, brother. The America's and the world's problem. Go ahead.
7:14. Say, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble
talk
themselves
about the church.
And pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
I don't think they heard you, brother. You better go back over that again.
The word said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land.
So that wasn't talking about Israel alone in that day, the Israelite people. It was talking about God's chosen people, the church, the redeemed church in the last day. That applies to his people, his redeemed people in America. So here we are. Now we got one more scripture because there's somebody out there wondering about this God. You know, because we got so many gods, don't we? We have so many religions and so many gods. You know, I was talking to a Chinese man. I was talking to a Chinese witness and to a Chinese man in at the grocery store the other day. And he stopped and listened. And I started sharing the gospel with him. And he listened, which was kind of surprised because I had prayed, Lord, well, at least let someone have a heart to listen. And this Chinese man was there, and he listened to us, and we witnessed. And then another guy came up, and we started witnessing him. He started smiling, and he said, you know, oh, God had y'all to stop me because my daughter, and he was a Christian guy, and so my daughter has ALS, you know, that problem, ALS, and he said, we've been praying, me and my wife. And so I gave him some info about an answer, several ways to a miracle of God through natural means. And we talking and sharing, he said, well, I'm going to, you know, take you up your advice to get an answer for my daughter. So, you know, sometimes the Lord will station you in a certain place to give an answer or some hope to somebody. And that's called love. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Hey, it was good that he said he passed by. He said, I needed this. My daughter just had this this must be some kind of mental and body problems that's common in America. And he didn't know what to do about it. And the doctors, you know, when they don't know what to do about it, they can't tell you to go nowhere else. But we can take you to Jesus when the doctor don't know what the answer is. Okay. And we gave him some natural solutions that he could take beyond what the doctor says. Amen. All right. Where you at, brother?
Up here.
Hello?
Up here.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you good.
This phone is keep acting up. The Lord rebuke.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll be just sharing. Go ahead. Let's get the crux of the matter in Acts 4 and 12. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12.
God bless you, Sister Anderson. Welcome.
God bless you, brother. God bless you. Thank God for you. Thank God for Chronicles 7:14. The Lord gave it to me today.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So you need to get it to the whole world, especially the church world, because he's writing to the church world. Go ahead.
Okay, Acts 4 and 12. The word of God said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
I think you made a mistake, brother. I think you misread that. You kind of got that wrong. He said, that scripture should say, this is one way, but there are other ways and other names.
No. Mm-mm. No.
Are you telling me that all of these religions and ideologies and beliefs, that they are incorrect and wrong and wrong road? Are you trying to tell us that, or is that the Bible trying to tell us? Which is it?
Oh, that's the Bible telling us. And if the Bible said it, I'm with the Bible.
Amen.
Oh, you in agreement
Amen.
With the Bible?
I'm with it.
But what if it's 2/3 of the people don't agree?
Well, mm-hmm. Just say a reaction. Because I'm agree with the Bible. I'm gonna go with the Creator. Mm-hmm. That's who I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go with him.
Wait a minute, don't the majority rule in this instance?
They don't. They don't rule in this instance. Nope. Because the Creator, he got the biggest of the votes there. So I'm gonna go with the Creator since I believe he's going. So I'm gonna go with him.
I think y'all being close-minded. I think y'all narrow-minded people. Time of reading it, time of there's only one way, one Lord. I think y'all narrow-minded people. That's what I think. I think y'all close-minded, and we're going to update you. There's many roads that lead to God, many religions. They're all good.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, brother. By the time we get finished giving the gospel, they're going to have a lot of other names they're going to be calling us. I'm going to go with the Creator. Mm-hmm. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Sally. How you doing, sister?
I'm doing good.
Wonderful to hear you, dear sister. God bless you. It brought you us a long ways. It brought
Amen.
You to health.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah,
thank you.
And he have brought me a long ways. I got one more treatment left, and I will be done.
Hallelujah.
God is, God is good. But I said before you get off the phone, I'm going to listen to the Bible study, but I want a prayer request, you know.
Okay.
Specifically for this digestive issue that's going on with me, because the devil don't want to turn it loose, and I know that the saints of God can pray, and he has to let it go. So.
Oh, that's something that's being held up for you? What was that?
Is digestive issues with the gas. I don't know if it's acid, gas, or what it is, but it's been trying to hang with me for a few weeks now.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you. Excuse me. Have you been drinking? Have you got that water yet?
Mm-hmm.
And you've been drinking that water?
Yes, I've been doing everything. Everything possible. From natural to
brother,
medication to everything. Mm-hmm.
Brother Nate and Sister Allison. We touch and agree.
Amen.
We touch and agree.
Amen.
The scripture says in any of you
I'm gonna take it
literal that he meant exactly what he said.
Amen.
I'm going to take it that Jesus is a man of his word.
Yes, he is.
And that,
Lord.
That God is not a man that he should lie. Numbers 23 and 19.
Yes,
and that his word is actually true. And his word is really alive to them that believe.
Yes, Lord.
Let's agree with the word. We're not going to agree with our unbelief. What people, we're going to agree with his word. If any two of you, or a hundred of you, a thousand of you, but agreement, and touching anything concerning my word or my promise, I will do it.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I will do it.
Yes,
I will perform it.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Do you not know the angel of the Lord, the messenger came in message 85 and 9, and he said miracles are proof of God's power.
Yes,
miracles are proof and witness of God's power. Miracles are proof and witness of God's power.
Yes.
Amen.
Not just calling yourself a church or calling yourself that, but proof.
Proof.
Time for proof now. Time for real proof now.
Real proof. Thank you, Lord.
Miracles of God are witness and proof of God's power and witness to his own. To his own, of all nations, kindred, tongue, and people. And so he got people in every nation and under every community. He don't just have people just in Missouri. He don't just have people in California. He got people in every nation under the sun. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Miracles of God.
Miracles.
It's witness and proof of God's power to his own. And we belong to him. We are his.
He's ours.
He's ours.
Yes, Lord.
We are his. By the blood. Not because you just belong to a church, but by the blood. By the blood and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That makes you a child. The Spirit of God.
Yes, Lord.
If Christ be in you.
Yes.
If Christ be in you. If Jesus be in you, Christ's Spirit be in you, being washed in the blood, you are his child. You're the body of Christ. I believe it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We agree. And we release this word. And we release this word. We impart this word.
We depart
of the living God to our sister. We impart. We release it.
We release it.
We decree it.
We decree
through the blood of Christ, by whose stripes.
Yes, Lord.
To the stripes of his suffering. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
That you're a man of your word. We agree that the devil is a liar. We agree that the devil is a liar. We rebuke the devil who caused all of these sufferings. We rebuke the enemy. We rebuke the enemy that caused all these sufferings. We rebuke the spirit of these problems. We preach the symptoms of these problems in the name of Jesus. We are in agreement. One can chase 1,000. Two can put 10,000 to a flight. We stand on the promise of the living God, having the authority of the Son of God. We believe and we call it done.
Call it done. Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. The blood can't fail. The blood of Jesus, the stripes that were beaten, the blood can't fail. The blood of Jesus can't fail.
Thank you.
The blood of Jesus cannot fail. The blood of the Lamb cannot fail. Every stripe that won't hit back.
Thank
every stripe, the blood, the atonement, can't fail.
Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank
hallelujah.
You. Thank
the
you.
Power of the blood of
thank
Jesus,
you,
the atonement,
Jesus.
Cannot
thank
fail.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
It speaks, it's alive.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
The
thank
blood
you.
Of the Lamb is alive.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And it's applied.
Thank
the
you,
atonement
Jesus.
Of the Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
The redeeming
thank
blood
you, Jesus.
Breaks every curse.
Yes,
break every curse.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. We are in agreement with the blood atonement that redeems us from every curse of the law. The blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
The blood cleanses from sin.
Thank you.
The blood cleanses from sin, unrighteous. The blood cleanses from disease, oppression.
Yes, Lord, yes.
The power of the blood. The blood covers the devil and demons and plagues and disease. The blood washes and makes whole. The Lamb's
yes,
blood. We
you,
overcome the
you.
Enemy's work
Lord,
by the blood
you.
Of the Lamb.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord.
By the
thank
blood
you.
Of the Lamb.
Thank
by
you.
The blood
thank
of Jesus.
Thank you.
By the blood
thank
of
Lord,
Jesus.
Yes, God. Thank
the
you.
The blood of the Lord Jesus
thank
cleanses
you, Lord.
Us
thank you. Thank
and heals
yes.
us.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
Lord,
you, Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
No
you,
weapon formed against us. No weapon
thank
formed
you,
against
Jesus.
You by devil, demon, witch, man, or might shall
Lord,
not prosper.
Yes, thank you,
we declare it by the word of the Lord.
Lord
we declare
God. Thank you. Thank
we declare because the blood
thank
speaks.
You.
The blood of Jesus speaks.
Yes,
the blood
thank
of Jesus,
Jesus
speaks. The blood of Lord
yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Speaks.
Thank you.
The blood of the Lord Jesus still
thank
speaks
you.
Today.
Yes, Lord.
Today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blood of the Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Thank
you. It's so powerful.
Thank you, Lord.
It's alive.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Thank you,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Hey. God is good. He's faithful.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, faithful.
Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
He is faithful. He is faithful.
Yes, he
in the name
is.
Of Jesus Christ,
yes.
our Lord, today, Father, we are grateful
faithful.
For the word of truth. We are grateful for what you've
yes,
done. Calvary, God. We're grateful
thank
for the shedding
Jesus.
Blood of Jesus Christ. Father, you spoke through the prophet Isaiah and told us that by his stripes we are healed. Father, we
yes,
stand
yes,
and
Lord, yes, Lord.
Apply the word
yes,
of God
Lord.
To our sister here. And Father, we
yes,
pray
yes,
for the healing
yes,
of the digestion tract right
yes,
now.
Lord.
In the name
yes,
of Jesus,
Lord,
the word of God said that Jesus
yes,
went about doing good and healing
yes,
all
yes,
of the oppressed
Lord,
of the devil.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus, we rebuke every hearing
yes,
tactic
Jesus.
Of the devil
yes,
right
Lord.
Now. Every attack
yes,
on the digestive system. In the name of Jesus, we speak the healing
yes,
power
Lord.
And restoration power
you.
Of Jesus
yes,
over her. And
Lord
yes, God, you
Lord
have kept the body together. You know it is you that deals the body. You know every proper function of the body right
you
now in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes,
so
God.
Heavenly
yes,
Father,
Lord.
We call
yes,
upon
Lord.
You right now and show your
yes,
healing
yes,
power
yes,
right now.
Yes,
and show
oh,
us again
yes, thank you.
In the sight of your
yes.
people. In the name of
yes.
Jesus,
yes,
stretch
Lord God.
Your hand of miracle and healing right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Touch
Lord
her body
Jesus.
And restore her digestive system.
Oh,
in the
yes,
name
God.
Of
thank
Jesus,
you.
That is hindered right now.
Thank
we command
you.
To go yes,
Lord.
In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord.
We take authority
you.
Of you, Lord God, because
oh,
you have given
yes,
us authority.
God. Thank
in the name
you.
Of Jesus. Father, in Jesus'
in the name,
name
of
you exercise
Jesus.
This authority given us by the order of the Son of God. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
you have
Lord.
Told us
yes, Lord.
We shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Therefore, Lord, we
yes,
are taking
Lord.
You at your word. You said to put you in remembrance of thy word.
Yes,
and you said that your word would not return to you void. So, Father, this is becoming obedient now.
God.
And we put you in remembrance of your word.
Thank
and you,
Jesus.
Said it to God. And therefore, we stand on your word that she is healed.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Right
yes.
now,
in your
Jesus'
name,
speak to it right now.
In
right
Jesus'
now.
Name.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Right.
Thank you.
Jesus. We plead the blood against you right now. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
The blood is against you right now. The shed blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
The power is the blood of Jesus. The redemptive blood of Jesus that deliver her and set her free from sickness and disease. Lord God, your word is
Lord,
you carry her sorrow. Lord God, you did it and we would have peace, God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord, we are grateful today, Lord God, for what you have
thank
done.
Thank you,
for
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
The word of God. And
yes, Lord. Thank you, thank you.
And we ask the church
stand
in the gap for his servant. We stand in the gap for our sister here in the name of Jesus. And we make
you in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you.
We agree in Jesus. We thank you. We are in agreement.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah,
thank you.
I felt the virtue going out into your body. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
The virtue of the Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well,
amen. Thank you, Jesus.
We have much to be grateful for and much
yes,
to be grateful.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Going
thank you, Lord
thanking
God.
And believing the Lord in faith. Thanking God.
Oh, yes,
and declaring,
God. Thank you, Jesus.
Declaring the victory.
Yes,
you
oh,
have what
yes,
you
God.
Say.
Thank you.
Amen.
You have what you say.
Thank
keep
you,
saying and
thank
keep
you,
believing.
Jesus.
Keep saying, keep confessing and keep believing.
Yes.
Keep saying
yes,
and confessing.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
It is a good thing to give thanks.
Yes, it
thank
is.
Lord,
thank
I
thank
was
you, Jesus. Thank
constantly
you, Lord
we're
God.
Told it's a good
oh,
thing.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen.
A merry heart
thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
will
Jesus.
Cause our faith to arise.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Faithful
thank
heart
you,
will call the Lord to come to our rescue.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus.
A thankful
thank
heart, you know, when you give thanks to God, it makes unbelief kind of get down and doubt move.
Yes.
Yes.
So there's a reason
yes, yes,
why
Lord.
We need to praise God and worship him
yes.
because it does something to hinder the enemy.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Stop
Jesus.
Oppression and break
yes.
anxiety. If people were just in Christ, they would worship him and spend 30 minutes a day
yes.
first
yes, Lord. Yes,
reading
Lord.
A scripture reading a scripture or saying a scripture or three scriptures
uh-huh.
and begin to
uh-huh.
pray and then
yeah.
go from prayer to praise and then go from praise to worship.
Yeah.
Yes,
they
Lord.
Will find
yes.
deliverance.
Yes.
Do you know the Lord always gives us a key to many of our problems? In message, the angel
yeah.
message, Elijah said in message 88 and 39, find worship and deliver.
Yeah,
amen.
84:32.
Amen.
Now, why is he saying that find worship and deliverance? That's a strange
amen.
Term, Brother Nate.
Yeah.
84:32.
Amen.
And he's telling us, giving us a key to the kingdom.
Yeah.
Find
yeah.
worship
find
and deliverance.
Deliver.
Worship
amen.
And find the gift.
Yes,
well, that's
Lord.
A strange key, isn't it, Brother Nate?
Mm-hmm.
Sister, what do y'all think about it? Find worship and deliver.
Amen. Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Wow, that sounds like a key.
Amen.
Unlock many things.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I have heard and seen many people who went before the Lord in Christ and began to pray and release the promises, and then begin to praise God for the answer, and then begin to worship him who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And they stayed in
yeah.
worship, and sometimes they worship so long, they begin to pray in the spirit. And you
yeah.
know, you can
yeah.
worship God from the heart and the faith until you get into the spirit. and begin to worship in the spirit. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Man,
and so that worshiping, getting in the spirit, unlocks many things. Some people, I know, they don't believe the whole scripture. I mean, I don't fight with people when people don't want to believe the whole scripture. It doesn't do any good to continue to fight with people if people don't want to believe what's written.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna find out that God don't make a mistake. He calls it to be written.
Man.
And if it's written, hey, you believe all the rest of this junk you hear you writing all over the world. Why don't you believe the word of God that's about to be written?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, we people read stuff all over there. Oh, yes, they said this, they said this. Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, they said this, child, I believe it. But when it comes to the Bible, well, I don't know. I don't know. The devil is a liar. God's word is true. The devil is a liar. God's word is true. John 17:17, Jesus said, my word is truth. Sanctify them through thy truth.
Yes,
so we need to make the word alive by faith and actually eat that word in our prayer. When you eat the word and take the word and eat the word and drink that word, and the way you do that, you take it and by faith in prayer, make it alive. A live word, and release it, like it's a piece of bread, and eat it. And I'm taking this for my daily deliverance. My daily healing, my daily medicine.
Yes.
This is my medicine, Brother Nate.
Yes.
The word become your medicine.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes. I've heard of people that worship God and cancer left, arthritis left. Oppression left. Demons left.
Amen.
Wow.
Yes.
Find worship and deliverance.
Amen.
Do you hear anybody talking about that particular scripture, Brother Nate? And the angel said, messenger?
Oh. No.
No?
No.
No?
No.
What about Message 90?
Because people are thinking one way. It's just like
one way.
Some people think that you always got to be anointed with oil. You know, they think one way. That they can only
one
be
way.
Healed by the laying on the hand. They think that's the only way.
That's the only way.
But the Lord said, worship and find it. So we can worship Christ in our home and receive deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Brother Nate, that probably was a misprint. Maybe that was a misprint. What you think? When he said that, the messenger angel and Brother Dre wrote that down, you think that might be a misprint or something?
Let me think about it. No, I don't think so. It ain't. No. It wasn't a misprint.
No misprint. My Lord. Amen.
Could I ask a question, Brother Nate? To the sisters.
Thank you, Jesus.
Turn to 88:39 in the angel's message. And the Bible speaks of this too, and the Bible backs it up. The Bible backs this up.
Yeah.
So it's, the witness is twofold and threefold in Message 88:39. Because some people maybe think that you're making this up.
Mm-hmm.
You know how that is. You know. I ain't trying to be, you know. But just because you never hear anybody teach on certain subjects, and you just hear just about certain things that are important to them, and all of the Word of God is important, and some have top priority. But 89, here's where the angel Lord, the Elias, come from heaven to verify what the Bible says. And he makes this statement to Brother Dre's and this angel, the Elias, John, and he makes this statement because it's the gospel truth. And he said 88:39 is what? Message 89:39. Anyone have it? 88:39, I think it is. I ain't got my book in front of me.
No.
It said, you may read the whole verse?
Verse 39,
39, let Daniel Aaron Rodgers continues.
Oh, read the calling. Okay. Omit the calling.
I think you're looking at the verse in front of that. I think that's probably what you're
38. Yeah.
Okay. There will come trials, but they cannot destroy. Yea, read these words and follow through. Find worship and deliverance.
Yes.
Amen.
Now I want you to keep that and go to message 84. I think I haven't got my book in front of me. I think it's 84 and 32. 84 and 32. Let me get my.
Worship and find the gift. The gospel is salvation to the faithful. Hope and eternity with the Lord. They that bring forth fruit shall find peace and rest from all their labors. Peace in their hearts of God towards all men. Worship and find the gift. Amen.
Okay. Now we got two challenges. The Lord challenged us in this word. I think that we are treating the angel's message too lightly, as well as the Bible, which is in agreement.
Mm-hmm.
If the Lord speaks, answer by your actions and your faith.
Amen.
So if he tells you and speaks to us and challenges us, he says, I'm confused. He said, we already got it or find it. If you want it, you can find it. Or if you don't have it, don't know it, you have to go find it. If you already got something, you don't have to go find it, right?
Amen, right. That's right.
Man.
Well, if I don't have put it in my house, then I have to go and find it or buy it or purchase it if I don't have it, right? So it said, go find it. If something's lost, you say in your house, say, go find it. Search for it and find it and bring it here.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like to me, read the 84 and 32, that last part. What 84 and 32, what's the Lord saying to us as believers, especially the Elijah message believers? What does he say? What does he say?
Worship and find
worship. Yes. Find what?
They that bring forth fruit shall find peace and rest from all their labors, peace in their hearts of God towards all men. Or did you want me to read
Brother
the
Nate,
whole thing?
Brother Nate, you got the part that want to rest on?
Yeah, you talking about 84 and 32.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, she had read the last of it. Yeah, it said worship and find the gift.
Oh, I thought I had read the last part. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you said read the last part.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Worship
read it
and
again.
Find
worship.
The gift.
Worship.
Go ahead, sir.
Mm-hmm. Worship and find the gift.
Mm-hmm.
Let us say that. Worship.
Worship.
Find the gift.
The gift.
Mm-hmm.
Worship and
worship.
Find the gift.
The gift.
Worship.
Worship
and find the gift.
Find the gift.
Yes. Worship and find
worship
the gift.
Find the gift.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wait a minute now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that sound like a challenge?
Yep.
Yes.
Not like the
Bishop.
Amen. Is anyone going to take that seriously?
Oh, yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
If it's not, then the messenger is just saying something and many people don't really believe it.
Yes. Get into worship. Amen.
You know,
Amen.
It's easy to say I believe something.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't act on it,
uh-huh.
Then you don't really believe it.
Amen.
Amen.
Because if you really believe it in your heart, you'll act on it and take it.
Amen.
Yes,
see,
Lord.
The believing, just say I believe it, is not the real believing. The believing with the heart, the believing with the heart reveals that if you believe it with the heart, you will act on it as if it was real. Because the faith that Jesus is talking about is not the faith just saying it alone, but believing with the heart until you act on it.
Amen.
Amen.
You understand that?
Yes.
See, there are two types of believing that people think, well, I believe this, I believe that. They read it, but they don't act on it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I said, you must act on it. Faith must cause you to act on it from your heart. Now, if you don't believe it, you must read it and study it until doubt gets out of your heart. You must read it and study and meditate and confess that until the doubt is removed from your heart.
Right.
Yes.
Because that word has got to be sown into your heart. You got to say it and pray it and be, until it's sown into your spirit, into your heart.
Yes.
When a seed gets sown into the ground and goes beneath the soil, it takes hold and brings forth. But if it stays on top of the ground and doesn't get in the root and sprout forth, it does not bring forth.
That's right.
So, if you let that word be watered, that promise be sown in your spirit constantly through confession, prayer, and meditation, it will bring forth.
Yes.
It will cause you to act and possess that.
Yes, Lord. Worship and the gift.
Find worship and the gift. Which is the kick of gift? Well, now, let's go to 88 and 38, Brother Nate. See what we need to find.
Man.
If you want. What is it that you he's telling us to find? Hallelujah.
88 and 38. He said, there will come trials, but they cannot destroy. Yea,
they cannot destroy.
And follow through. Uh-huh. Find worship and deliver.
Yes,
and three things. Three important precepts. Three things, he says, that will revolutionize your life and from day to day. Will change your outspec and your going. Will take hold to your life and change you into a victorious Christian. And confronting every difficult and problem in life from the perspective that God has spoken and says, trials will come.
Yes.
Difficult will come, but they cannot.
Yeah.
Tell the devil, tell your trial, tell your mountain, tell your problem, tell your pain, tell your difficulty, tell your enemy, you cannot. You cannot destroy. I have a word from the Lord. I have a word from my God. I have a word from my Redeemer, my Savior, my best friend. That word comes from heaven, come from the throne, come to an angel. By commandment of the living God, this word came from heaven. I'm going to sow this seed in my life till it's coming forth. Trials can come. Winds can blow. Distress can come. But they cannot. Did he say cannot?
Cannot.
Amen.
Amen.
Only if you allow it to. By your unbelief. Only if you allow it by your unbelief.
Thank you, Jesus.
Only if you allow it by unbelief. Now. Let's say this word because we overlook a lot of things in the Word of God that we should be possessing and taking hold to. We're so busy talking about some other things that's not going to make you find deliverance. See, you can talk about, I was baptized 2 years ago. That's good. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a member of this group. That's wonderful. Well, we're the only one on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if that's what you say. And we have this, but have you found deliverance?
My Lord.
Amen. Thank you.
Wait a minute now. Hold on. If the boat's singing, if you're in the middle of a storm and the boat's singing, have you found deliverance?
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
If the boat got a hold and it's sinking, have you found deliverance?
Yes.
When they was in the boat and crossing the sea and they saw Jesus walking on the water and the boat was sinking and they were about to drown from the rain. Now, you may be in the boat and you may be in the church and you're saying, oh, I'm in the church. But they were in the boat too.
Yes.
They were inside the boat.
Yes.
Peter, but the boat was sinking. How you can be in the boat, you can be, I'm a member of the church, I'm a worshiper, I'm a deacon, I'm a this, I'm the priesthood of this, but it's the boat going to take you to the shore of deliverance and give you victory. Because you notice that the boat was singing, and the one they had to cry out to, Jesus, don't you care that we are seeking help?
Jesus.
And Jesus spoke to the wind and spoke to the storm. Is that right, Nate? He spoke to it and commanded it. Notice he did not pray to the wind. He did not pray to God. He spoke to the wind.
Amen.
Have you came to understanding that you have authority to speak to things and command them? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Do not understand the gospel fully enough. We have not come to understanding.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We have not exercised authority as children of God, because many people are the thinking that the only people who had authority is the priesthood. Wrong. Incorrect. Incomplete. Lack of understanding. Every son of God, every redeemed son, has authority and power. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Mark 16. Cast out devils. Lay hands on the sick. That's every believer. How they can. Now listen. He has challenged us and challenged us all through the word of the Lord. But few have really, really accepted the challenge. Read verse 38, 88, the angel's message. 38 and verse 88 message. Verse 38, the part of that, brother. Read it again.
Message 88 and verse 38?
Yeah.
Okay. Amen.
What about this?
There will come trials, but they cannot destroy. Yea, read these words and follow through. Find worship and deliver.
Well, now, I want everybody to be quiet before you read that. I want everybody to be quiet. I want everybody to read it so everyone can hear this everywhere. I want everyone not to say anything while he's reading it. So I want you to read it again, brother.
Okay. The word of the Lord said, there will come trials, but they cannot destroy. Yea, read these words and follow through. Find worship and deliverance.
Say that again. Find
worship and deliverance.
I want anyone that want to come in agreement with that. Speak it. The word of the Lord that is given. Find.
Find worship and deliverance.
And deliverance.
Amen.
Now.
The agreement.
Now, only the the redeemed believer can find wisdom, but the sinner has to find salvation first.
Yes.
The sinner has to find salvation and reconciliation to God first. Because he can't, sinners can't worship God.
Right.
The dead, sinners can't worship God. Jesus said in John 4:24, they that worship me in spirit and in truth.
And in truth, yes.
Otherwise, a sinner doesn't know God. He's not in connection with God. Ephesians 2 said his spirit is dead. So if your spirit is dead to God, you can't worship him. Your spirit has to be made alive. That's why Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again of the water and the spirit. You must be born again. Born again. Your spirit got to be born, reborn of the spirit of God. Then you become a worshiper, a true worshiper. But you can't worship. Sinners can give thanks all they want, but they can't worship God. They can be thankful for something that happened to them, God gave them, but they can't worship God yet.
Yeah.
Am I right, Brother Leda, or am I wrong? Correct me.
Amen. You're right.
Amen.
Because many people go to church and synagogue and then pray, say, oh, I go to church, but are you a true worshiper? Well, I go, my name on the book. My name's on the book. I'm a usher. I'm a minister. I'm a deacon. But are you a true worshiper, according to the scripture?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, all you got to do is join the church. Well, that's not what Jesus said. That's not what the gospel said. I know you may think that's all you have to do. Is that right, Brother Lee? A lot of people don't understand yet.
That's true. Amen. That's true.
They have come understand, and they're good people. They're nice people. They just haven't understood the truth of God. No, you can't become a worshiper by joining a church. And most times, I'll tell you some of the truth. Just because you were baptized in water, does not mean you're a worshiper, a true worshiper.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Nate, you're in trouble.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We have to tell people the truth whether they like it or not, Brother Nate.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, you're going to make a lot of people mad when you tell them what thus said the Lord. We know that, right?
Right.
Amen.
But the two requirements, tell it in love, tell in humility. If they receive it, they receive it. If they reject it, they reject it. They rejected Jesus. When Jesus spoke to all the religious people in the day, most of them, what? Rejected him.
Yes.
Most.
Yeah.
Unless you're not humble and meek and humble and seeking the truth, you will reject the truth that don't fit with your learning or fit with your church or fit with your tradition. Or my church don't believe this. Well, I understand that. But maybe you need to search the scriptures for yourself.
A lot.
You think that a lot of people don't search the scriptures for themselves, like Jesus said 5:39 to the Jews, search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. Oh, they think? For they, he said, they thought they had. He said, you think you got by your tradition. He said, search the scriptures, for they testify of me. Me. You missed it. Talk about me. You need a personal relationship with me. I know you go to church, you're baptized, but you need a personal relationship with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Find worship and deliverance.
And deliverance. Yes.
Now, have you ever heard a sermon or teaching on these two precepts?
No.
No.
No. No.
Okay.
Lord, thank you.
What about 85? 85 and 9. Message 85 and 9.
85 and 9.
Okay. Miracles are for witness of and proof of God's power. Yet it is only God's flow and power to his own and all that would be his of all nations, color, and kind through the gospel of salvation of Christ Jesus, the everlasting and eternal one. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Okay. Let's go to message 90. Message 90 and read the first three verses. 90.
Yes.
The word of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Many people say they believe the angel's message, brother. Many say people they believe the Bible. Mm-hmm. We hear that all the time.
Yeah.
Many say.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Message 90. First.
91.
Anybody got it?
Rise and write the words I will give you. Do with them.
You're too far. Excuse me. You got your phone on or your thing on? Your phone or what is it? I'm trying to see. Do you have your... Okay, it must be my phone then. Okay, go ahead and read.
Message 90 and 1. Arise and write the words I will give you. Do with them as you have done with the others. Publish them in the book, the word of the Lord, and send to the ends of the earth. Arrange
now,
so you may...
I'm going to say something about sending to the ends of the earth. You heard that the angel, this restored gospel and warning, has spoken continually from 1929 onward. Take it, send it, take it, send it, take it, send it, broadcast it to the ends of the earth. Three things. Three commands. Take it. Everybody say take it.
Take it. And send it.
Take it.
Yes. Take it.
That means feet on the ground.
Yes. Take it. Yes.
Do you know why he keeps saying the laborers are few?
Mm-hmm.
The laborers are few. The laborers are few. You know what that means? Laborers are few.
Yeah. Yep.
The laborers are few.
Yeah.
The laborers are few, and the harvest is great. He said that he commanded us from 19. Take it. Send it. Broadcast it. Publish it. Take it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many from 1920 that take us, John? I'm covering my own self. How many do we have playing in the game called Take It?
No.
Mm-hmm. I mean it.
No.
Well, we're believers, though. We believe, but I believe, and I'm going to sit on this hen, and this hen, I'm going to hen nest, and I'm going to just take it and say I'm the church. But I ain't going to take it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to take the eggs out of here and take it to the earth. No, I'm not doing that. I'm just going to say I believe.
Right.
That's good enough, ain't it? Isn't that good enough?
Not with the word.
He said take it. Send it.
Mm-hmm.
Publish it.
Mm-hmm.
Broadcast it.
Amen. Yeah.
Broadcast it everywhere. Help me, Jesus. These are command and commission. And now, if I just sit and say, I'm a believer, why? What's your proof?
Amen.
If you love me, John chapter 13, for if ye love me, no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Misprint. You read wrong, sister. You need to go back to school, learn how to read.
Amen.
If,
I do.
Keep my commandments.
Mm-hmm.
Go and do my commandments.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Prove to the Father that you love me.
Yes.
This is a prove me thing, not a say thing, but a prove me thing. It's
yes,
time
it
for the proof.
Yes,
the proof.
Is.
Oh, go
yes
to the sick. Go
mm-hmm
to the oppressed.
Yes.
Go to the demon possessed. Go to the sinners.
Yes.
Go to the
yes
sick. Go to the
yes
dark places. Go to the trouble places.
Mm-hmm.
You see where we got a lot of repenting to do?
Yes.
And the, do you see why the messenger said, call a solemn assembly
yes
and cry
yes
mighty unto God?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you see why he keeps saying that? Call a solemn
mm-hmm
assembly?
Yes, Lord.
Well,
yes, Lord.
We already had a solemn assembly, brother. We already mm-hmm had a. Well, why he keeps saying it then? The Lord must
mm-hmm
be confused. Lord, are you confused? Are you confused,
no
Lord?
No, he's not. No. Mm-mm.
Do you
amen
know that we haven't obeyed that command yet?
Mm-mm.
I'm obeying.
Yeah.
Amen.
Help me, Jesus. Help me to repent.
Yeah.
Lord, help me to
yes
repent and confess.
Help
me. Help me.
Help
me,
Jesus.
Help
me,
Jesus.
Help
me,
Jesus.
Help me, Jesus.
Help
me submit
help
and obey.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Lord. Oh,
see,
yes, Lord. Help us. Help us.
Help
us. Help us.
Only the doers of the word
help
is going to be justified.
Jesus.
Not the sayers, but the doers.
Yes, yes,
doers of the word.
Yes.
Not the sayers alone, but the doers, James said, the doers of the word.
Oh,
yes.
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Well, yes, 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 yes. But I'm trying to tell you, there is no way God is going to favor people that won't do it.
Amen. Amen.
Go clean that yard, brother. Did I tell you to clean that yard? Yeah, I know you said it. Go clean the yard.
My Lord,
2 months,
Jesus.
3 months.
Yeah.
Did I tell you go clean the yard? Yeah, yeah, I'm going to do it. 5 months. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm going. 6 months. 8 years.
Uh-huh.
Did I tell you go clean the yard? You come back.
Uh-huh.
The yard ain't clean. Well, I was going to do it.
Jesus.
I going to. Igona is going to get it done, ain't it? Igona.
Oh, no.
So I got to, see, I know I got to do a lot of repenting and confessing and humbling myself. Everyone got to own up because
yeah
he keeps saying
yeah
in the word of the Lord, Message 34,
mm-hmm,
call the
yeah
Sodom and Gomorrah,
call
yeah it,
call
it, so we can repent and
yeah
find deliverance
yeah
and awaken.
Yeah.
Repent. Awaken
yes
and find deliverance.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
But he said, cry mighty, Brother Nate. What do cry mighty mean?
Cry out. Cry mighty.
Very quiet. Be very dignified. Be very dignified, Brother Nate. Be very quiet and strong.
Mm-hmm.
Who's confused? He said, cry mighty.
Cry mighty. Cry mighty.
Yeah.
He said, find worship and deliverance.
Yeah.
So have you find worship and deliverance.
Yes.
Well, I want to find everything God wants me to find. I don't know about you. I want everything. I know I want to find everything that God had me want me to find. And I know the people of the world and the nation are looking to find freedom and liberty and deliverance. Because the gospel
yeah
is the power of God. It's not about religion or church, or we talk about these, you know, a lot of times people talk about these things. But the nation of the world, they want deliverance, dude. They want Brother Nate. They don't want no
mm-hmm
talking stuff. They want some, I'm sorry. If I'm drowning and I cry out, help,
mm-hmm,
I don't want no religious slogans. I want some help.
Yeah.
I don't want no just be nice and go and die. No, no, no.
Mm-hmm.
I want no, no. If Jesus had want you to stay sick, broke, and oppressed, he would told the people, say, oh, I just come to take you to heaven. Go and die and be sick and don't eat nothing. I ain't got time for all that. But he saw the need, and he brought deliverance.
Amen.
He heard the cry, and he brought deliverance.
Amen.
All right.
Yes.
Well, I didn't get on my stuff I was intending to get on about the practical side of love. Maybe tomorrow we're going to talk about the practical side of love of God.
Yeah.
Okay. Down to earth, the practical side of the love of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
About the love of God, the practical side, the side that brings it down to our need in the earth, the practical side.
Yes,
we need to talk about what love look like, what love really look like, real love. What do it look like? What it sounds like? All right, Brother Nate, we done got down to your time, bro, brother.
Yes.
Amen.
We thank God for another blessed broadcast. Thank God for all that listening to this broadcast. We thank God for this opportunity to give the word of God to you. Once again, don't forget tomorrow night, another Heart to Heart. With Brother Lee and myself and the Voice of Handmaidens tonight, we ask that you would look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Once again, we love you all in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
to be blessed in the Lord, and until we meet again, may God bless you all and keep you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you all.
God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. Amen.
Now, how many of you know that Jesus reigns?